This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The COVID-19 vaccine developed jointly by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford has released updated information about its effectiveness after a watchdog group questioned its results. The new information shows the two-dose regime is 76% effective in preventing symptomatic coronavirus. The latest figures revise an announcement made by the British-Swedish pharmaceutical giant on Monday that the vaccine was 79% effective against the virus. Those claims were thrown into doubt just hours later when a key U.S. government oversight agency said AstraZeneca may have included outdated information from the late-stage clinical trial, which may have provided an incomplete view of the efficacy data. Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has been the leading choice in the developing world because of its low costs and simple storage requirements. Well, later today, U.S. President Joe Biden will hold his first news conference since taking office in January. While Biden restored daily briefings by his press secretary and answered questions in other formats, he's the first president in decades to make it this far into his first term without holding a formal question-and-answer session with members of the news media. Biden is likely to face several questions, a number of them on the domestic front, including the recent mass shootings in Georgia and Colorado, situation at the U.S.-Mexico border, and the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. On the international front, Biden is expected or could expect to field questions about the U.S. relations with China and the situation in Myanmar. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Anti-coup demonstrators rallied in the streets of Mandalay in Myanmar Thursday, the country's second largest city, to protest against the country's military junta. Now, this comes as the U.S. is planning to step up sanctions on Myanmar, this time targeting business conglomerates controlled by the military, according to two sources familiar with the matter. The U.S. has already slapped targeted sanctions on top military generals in response to the military coup, overthrowing the democratically elected government. The coup sparked a widespread uprising, and security forces have cracked down on protesters, killing more than 270 people. President Biden chose Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort in tackling the immigration challenge at the southwestern border with Mexico. Harris is tasked with addressing the surge of young migrants at the border, a challenge that threatens the administration's legislative agenda. The president says she'll deal with the Northern Triangle nations, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, to tackle internal issues that drive immigration. The U.S. has seen a dramatic spike in border encounters over the past 2 months. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Thursday that the peace and safety in Japan and the region has been threatened after North Korea test-fired two ballistic missiles. Suga denounced the launches and labeled them a violation of the UN Security Council when he spoke to reporters in Tokyo. South Korean officials have reported early in the day that two short-range missiles were fired from the northeastern coast, landing in the sea just outside neighboring Japan. The launches come as the Biden administration is in the final stages of its North Korean policy review and has repeatedly spoken of its desire to renew diplomacy with North Korea. Pyongyang has said it's not interested in talks until the U.S. drops its hostile policy, a reference to sanctions, military exercises, and other U.S. activities on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has boycotted talks for more than a year and seems intent on ramping up pressure on Washington. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.
Mama, 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 ooh yeah. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ta mwasi moko bala. Mario musalo de bolinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yote. Ah,
lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembie e. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona e na baye e. Na boyiko baby sanzoto na matanga.
Kapesi bazai na mbongo Yo kandengi azaliko kabayo Na mitema ya basipi na mibali Yo moto zai na badiplon mitano Mario Sala kameme foro luka mosala Mario Pona nini ozako baby saka usambu sa kombo nobo Mario Ah, alembi
Ba protinga na pakolaka Zote koma sembe sembe Oko pete gana zoka Lopina shwa maladi ya kanser Love it, I'm gonna come yo, give me that, yeah.
mosala kobetela nga bana bikoko banango ya yo olingo obeba mama mobokoli
African beats whale. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSc in bracket, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days.
African beats.
Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African beat way.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you.
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day." Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia. Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jebate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondy, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jebate of Mali. And here is another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat. When the album is out, let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee.
Let's go.
Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire and Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America with yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is the one next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. By the Dark City Sisters of South Africa and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Edison Uru of Nigeria, and to you, Isaac Sowa in Freetown, Sierra Leone, Joanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye-bye.